The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Stephanie joins us today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully we can help with that. What's going on, Stephanie? Who are you arguing with?
My husband.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh. You guys, can you call him? Can you call him and tell him that he can't quit his job?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Why does he want to quit his job? Why do we need to call him and tell him that?
Well, okay. He kind of hates his job. He just doesn't like it anymore, he says.
Okay.
But he's almost 37 years old. He's about to become 37 years old, and he shouldn't switch careers. He's got like a good job, he's got a skill set. It's steady income,
right.
and he wants to just quit. And he's had this opportunity that's come up, but we don't know what's going to happen with it, and it's just a totally different thing.
So he doesn't want to just quit his job and bum around the country. He has another job he wants to start.
Yes, but there's it's not a stable job. It's just a startup.
Yeah.
So
Facebook or Uber.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got it. So you don't want him leaving his job, which is stable, to do something that's a little riskier.
Plus, he's 37. He's way too old to start something new.
Is that a thing?
Well, now I'm depressed.
Is there an age or when you should?
I hope it's older
not
than 37.
Find a new career? Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people do that.
All right. Let's call Andrew and find out what's going on here. Hang on one second, Stephanie. Andrew.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey.
Hey, we have a special guest on the show today. It's your wife, Stephanie. Ta-da.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on?
Andrew, Stephanie told us that you are interested in quitting your job to pursue a new career. But she's kind of feeling like you shouldn't do that. Like it might be a mistake.
Yeah, it's too late, sister.
We're gonna talk about this on the radio.
Well, we are. You're welcome to join us. We've already actually been doing it. Is it true you want to give up your job and start something new? And she kind of doesn't want you to.
Yeah, that is true. Yes.
What do you do now, Andrew?
Well, I work for a firm.
Uh huh.
And I'm basically at where I'd be. Like there's nowhere to go. There's no moving up.
Right.
And
I know what that feels like.
Yeah, and I want to, I want to do this new thing. I want to be my own boss.
Yeah.
But you're 37. I think that's too late to start something new.
I mean, here's the thing. It's I've been working for so long that I know what needs to go into this.
Yeah, have experience.
And I feel like I've got this experience and knowledge now.
You're not in your 20s anymore.
Oh, ouch. All right. Hang on one second. We have some people on the line that I'm sure want to comment. 340-9595. April, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great, April. What do you want to say? What do you think?
I think she should let her husband pursue what it is that he wants to do. It's never too late to do something new. I mean, I think it's good that he wants to actually grow and start something different and not just be stuck in what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then he's going to be miserable. And if he feels like he wants to constantly push himself to be higher and higher, I think that's an attractive quality about a guy.
Exactly. She should actually support him. And one thing is just have a plan B. If it doesn't work out, then have a plan B. Okay, let's do this. If plan A didn't work.
Right.
I'm going to go out. That's a great idea. Here's plan A. I want to go out and do my own thing. And if it doesn't work, plan B is go beg my old boss for my job back.
That's all right, too.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Macy from the West Side. How are you, Macy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. What do you want to say? What's your advice for this couple? What do you think?
the wife is coming from. To be comfortable and know that you have a steady paycheck, and that's, right. all, that's wonderful. However, he is not old. It is never too late to do something you love to do. Life is so short, and he has all this experience, and if he thinks he can do it, I say totally go for it. And worst case scenario, it doesn't work out, and if he has all this experience, he can get a job again. And he's as high as he can go in his company. You have to support your spouse. I mean, regardless, I get it. It's scary. I totally get it. But if he thinks he can do it, support him. Give him a timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if she doesn't, he's going to end up like resenting her. If he
doesn't. Absolutely.
You know?
Right.
It's gonna have a strain on their marriage, 100%.
Macy,
yes, absolutely.
Thanks for your call. We really appreciate it. And thanks for listening. Danielle from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What do you think?
I think she should support him in this venture he wants to take. He's 37 years old. At that point, you are just starting your life. You know what you're doing. You need to take chances in life. If you stay stale in life, you're going to be miserable.
Right.
And she's not supporting him at all. It's horrible.
Yeah. No, it's like when I tell my wife, you know, hey, I really think I want to go be a professional poker player.
And that's a different story.
Well, wait a minute. Why is that a different story?
Because that's unrealistic.
You're throwing money down the drain on that one.
What? These guys make millions of dollars. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you have to be, like, good.
Oh, my God. You sound just like my wife. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. You get good by playing more, Megan.
But don't quit your job. You're good at it, okay? That's probably where she's coming from.
Whatever. By the way, Megan, you know a lot of celebrities listen to this show. For example, I just got a text message from Curtis Dvorak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, formerly known as Jackson DeVille.
I do know.
And he wrote, I feel sorry for that wife who thinks there is an age of life that humans should stop evolving and challenging themselves. At 40 years old, I went from being a life-size stuffed animal to a TV personality.
See?
Yeah.
That's proof.
There you go.
You can always change your mind.
Now, if only we could change our quarterback. Somebody tell Blake Bortles you're never too old to change careers. Hey, Jeff from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're great, man. What'd you want to say, Jeff?
Well, you know, I'm 45 years old, and just recently, about 4 months ago, I started my own business. You know, I've been a sous chef for the past 20 years, and I opened a mobile food cart, a hot dog cart, man. Hot dogs saved my life. 3 months ago, my significant other supported me, pushed me, and because of her, I'm able to have more quality time. I'm able to be a part of my life because I'm doing my own thing. I'm in control now.
Hold on.
It was the best decision I ever made.
Did I hear you say you run a mobile hot dog cart?
That's right, man. Hot dog, hot dog. We double dog dare you, brother.
All right, why don't you double dog dare your cart over to the radio station here and throw some
money? Anytime, brother. You call me, I'll be there.
Oh, good. Jeff, I'm going to call you in 5 minutes. Hey, thanks so much.
Congrats.
Yeah, and congrats. That's great, man.
That is great.
Can you imagine
He's like so stoked on his new hot dog
he
endeavor.
He sells hot dogs.
Yeah. I mean best job ever. Everybody loves a hot dog.
That's true.
Except for me.
Sorry.
No
great,
offense.
More for me.
I don't want to eat pigs.
Serenity, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Serenity. What's your advice?
Okay, I'm just curious as to how long they've been married because...
Seems like a little too long.
In a marriage, a wife supports her husband. A husband supports her wife. Now, I get where she's coming from. She wants to make sure he has all his ducks in a row.
Right.
But to totally dismiss, obviously he has he's turned a dream into a vision, which means she said he has an opportunity, so he has a chance to execute. And so to totally dismiss that by saying that he's too old is just, that's ridiculous. There was an 80-year-old woman a couple of years ago who graduated from law school.
Yeah.
So there's no such thing as being too old to want to get to the place where you
right.
really want to be in life. And he definitely is going to resent her if she doesn't support him. And at the end of the day, that's what she needs to do.
No,
100%.
Yeah.
Girl, she definitely will, and there's no point.
One of my dad's good friends, when she was 40... Her husband divorced her, and she was forced to go out on her own, so she took sculpting lessons, and she became like a world-renowned sculptor and made millions of dollars.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
At the age of 40.
See?
So, Megan, you have 10 years to
get
to
my
decide.
Life together?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Then you can figure it out later.
Okay,
hey,
great.
Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.